The reading today is Mark 16, 1 to 16. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they did not believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to two of them while they were walking in the country. These returned and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned."
You're going to see me juggle today. See how well I can do. I thought I'd just tell you a funny story before I start my serious reflection with you. Sitting here and I'm taking notice of all the messages coming in because they're from our Zoom people and the things that they want written on balloons and extra words, extra prayers, things they would like me to pop on to the fabric over here afterwards. But up popped one name that those of us who have been here for quite some time would know. And it's not someone that's in our Zoom. It said Simon Clemo. And I thought, oh, Simon's going to wish me a Easter blessing. But you can see the first line and it said, "Help." What? Open it. And he says, "There's someone visiting from Doncaster this morning here at the church. I can't remember their name. What is it? More information, please." It's got something like Farmer in it. Who was it? Neville Farmer. I wrote back saying, "Neville, yes." And he said, "Oh, Christ is risen." So I thought I'd share that. Now, if any of you are in contact with Simon still, who now leads our Hobart Church of Christ, you'll be able to make comment about his memory. My honour today is to spend time reflecting back with you over the last few days. And yes, he is risen. A day of celebration. Well, yes, it is for us. But when I listen to the words of today's reading and think of what has taken place over the last few days, I am confronted. I'm overwhelmed by what the women were walking and thinking and feeling. Celebration is not my first thought. There's a tidal wave of emotions, the endless conversations circling in the heads and hearts of each person that we encounter in the Passion story. And they intersect with our own thoughts. Maundy Thursday begins our emotional rhythm. It's a time of preparation. It's a time of knowing what is to come. It's a time I missed this year because I wasn't well. I didn't get a chance to prepare myself for the Easter season. I think about this time and I think about what took place in the Garden of Gethsemane, how Jesus was left to face this alone. Not even God ended up being Jesus' comforter on the cross. Today, I'm going to share three excerpts of poems with you that are written by Jan Richardson. My words, Jan's words, are going to drop away, but your heart will retain the emotions in the rhythm found in love of God, in love for what Jesus did, and the love shown to each of us. A lamentation in deep hope. Good Friday. This day, let all stand still in silence, in sorrow. Sun, moon, be still. Earth, be still. Still the waters, still the wind. Let the ground gape in stunned lamentation. Let it weep as it receives what it thinks it will not have to give up. Let it groan as it gathers the one who was thought forever stilled. Time, be still. Watch and wait. Still. It is hard sometimes to know what to do after the shattering. The day between Good Friday and Sunday, Easter Saturday, nothing feels right on this day. Our rhythms are thrown off. Our normal Saturday programs and processes just sit a little unevenly. I can't imagine how the Passover was embraced by the disciples. The conversations that must have taken place, the thoughts and the feelings that they were going through in this time of lockdown, so to speak. Holy Saturday, this day between. This day that invites us to breathe before we begin again. Excerpts of a broken vessel. Do not despair. You hold the memory of what it was to be whole. It lives deep in your bones. It abides in your heart that has been torn and mended 100 times. It persists in your lungs that know the mystery of what it means to be full, to be empty, and then to be full again. What would it be like to meet again in some new pattern that you have never imagined, that you have never even dared to dream? Renewed, resurrected. It is not yet day, Luke's gospel tells us, when the women arrive at the tomb to find it astonishingly empty. Why do you look for the living among the dead? They are asked. He is not here, but has risen. Oh, my friends, in the shadows, in the emptiness, resurrection begins. If it's a blessing you seek, open your own mouth. Fill your lungs with the air this new morning brings, and then release it with a cry. Hear how the blessing breaks forth in your own voice, how your own lips form every word you never dreamed to say. See how the blessing circles back again, wanting you to repeat it louder and louder. How it draws you, pulls you, sends you to proclaim the triumphant words, "He is risen. He is risen indeed. He is risen. He is risen." The rhythm of Easter has reached God's purpose. So what now? What is there for us to do? Jesus said, "Go into the world, go everywhere, and announce the message of God's good news to one and all." This is our purpose. Share this truth. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. As the band and the singers come forward for our final song together, I'd like to remind you that we continue to gather. We continue to celebrate because we have a risen Lord. His Holy Spirit is alive and well in each and every one of us.